tough to spin it out of the bunker so far. Oh, that's brilliant.
Look at this shot by Justin Rose. Nearly hold it out. Instead, he'll have that tap in for a par.
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It is 7:13. One of the rising stars in the game, in the coverage of the game, is Alexandra O'Loughlin at the Golf Channel. She basically runs the digital side. She's in charge. Aren't you, Alexandra? Aren't you in charge there on the digital side of the Golf Channel?
That's right, Steve, but I like saying I'm running the charge in the game.
Right.
My game's getting sharp.
Here's the thing. I know you're a good player because I've seen your swing. How good are you?
So I play off a 2 right now.
A 2?
It's been getting down.
Wow. I don't know how you have time to play.
You've got to get a game going.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how you have time to play.
You know, for some reason, it actually benefits my job the more I play. So I need to incorporate it.
We've got an old friend of yours in the studio. Ashley, say hi to Alexandra.
Hey, Alexandra, did you get any sleep last night? I saw you text me at like 3 a.m. Chicago time, and I'm like, girl, you are in California. It is 1 a.m.
I'm on the West Coast now. I'm excited because I'm going to Ireland. So, you know, I don't need much sleep anymore.
Living
it's kind
though.
Of just with the job, with how much travel.
Sure.
You know, I'm on the road about 27 weeks a year.
Wow.
With Golf Channel, so... you know, I'm just used to it.
Yeah, and you guys both went to school where, Ashley?
We went to Lewis University, but she graduated
on, baby.
Or was there 1 year before I.
Oh, so you're saying Alexandra's way older than you? Is that what you're trying to say?
Not way older than me, not at all. No way.
I'm much wiser.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
With all the maturity.
Yeah, we went to Lewis, played college golf out there.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk.
WGN.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the U.S. Open. You know, you pointed out on Twitter how beautiful the Pebble Beach looks on TV. It probably does show better than any other golf course. You know, the ocean doesn't hurt. But we got a lot of big names on the leaderboard first day, so that's not a bad thing.
No, yesterday was really good, and it was good to see how the course was playing. Just a few players that I really loved seeing play well. With Golf Channel, I cover a lot of college golf. So Victor Hovland, OSU player, he shot -2 yesterday. And he's just going to be a really fun player to watch throughout these next few days and throughout the rest of his career.
Did he win the U.S. Amateur, Hovland?
Yeah, and he's a great player. I was with him when he made an ace at Eastlake Cup, actually.
Oh. Yeah. You know who was with me when I made my only hole-in-one?
Were you solo?
Yeah, alone. Alone. That's exactly right. Only. That's the thing. Only a fellow golfer would understand that's, you know, well, it's whatever. Justin Rose leads it at 6 under. Ricky Fowler's 5 under. And Ricky Fowler, is Ricky 30 now? How's that even possible? He still looks like he's 15 years old.
No major yet, trying to get there. I mean, this could be the weekend.
and here's a weird one for you. Sergio Garcia, who's as whiny as anybody in professional sports, played okay yesterday. Shot 69. He's a couple under par. He says he has no chance this weekend. How do you shoot 2 under, end up on the leaderboard, and go, I suck, I have no chance? What's the matter with him?
I know. That's too bad to hear. And, I mean, Pebble Beach is a difficult course to come back from, but already sitting in a decent spot. So it is, you know, that just shows the attitude in the game, absolutely.
I don't know. Brooks Koepka, the two-time defending champs at 2. Matt Kuchar is at 2. We like Kuchar because he plays a Bettinardi putter. John Rahm's at 2. Hey, have you dealt much with Bryson DeChambeau? Is he as, is nerdy the right word? Big Bang Theory-y in person?
You know, I have walked a practice round a bit with him, and it does get very technical, especially on the greens. So I think that is the correct word to say. There's just a lot of there's a lot of addition and subtraction going on, and I mean, I've got a good education from Lewis, but I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, you said there'd be no math. Dave, Anna is here. Dave graduated from Northwestern, so Dave, you'd probably understand this better than I do.
Yeah.
But he actually has a slide rule in his golf bag, and he actually uses a slide rule as part of it. He also has a surveyor with him.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, what's the difference between that and, like, carrying a rangefinder?
I suppose that's probably true.
Right?
Jason Day's at 1-under. Tiger's at 1-under. Did you see Dustin Johnson's even par? Did you see Phil Mickelson miss that 18-inch putt?
It's been on social media just replaying. So, man, nobody is going to forget that. It's just...
Did you ever miss a short putt because you were goofing on it and not paying attention or not focused on it in competition? I mean, those are the kind of ones, whether it's a club championship or a $2 match with your buddies, you go, what the hell's the matter with me? Just pay attention.
I know, and especially at Pebble, you've got the Polana green, you have the nerves. It's obviously one of those putts that you know you're just going to make, so it's a surprise when you just sort of let it slide by.
Jordan Spieth is a plus one. Is he coming back? Is he going to be all right? What do we know about him?
Yeah, you know, he's just not being talked about as much during this event. You know, the sort of stars are going to be the Justin Rose and see what Dustin Johnson's going to do and Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele. But Jordan Spieth, he plays well in majors, so he's always going to be one to keep an eye on.
When Tiger won at Pebble, Dave, and you and I are old enough to remember when Tiger won in 2000.
Yeah,
Tiger was 12. I think it was 12 under. I think that was a winning total. The second place is Ernie Els at 3 over. He won by 15 shots.
15 strokes.
This may be Ernie Els' last U.S. Open. He's in trouble to make the cut. He's at 4 over. And I mean, the guy's had an amazing career. We just don't talk about him much anymore because he hasn't been around the leaderboard all that much, but he had a 4-over day yesterday. And, you know, the interesting thing about this as it plays out, Alexander, is the bottom of the leaderboard in the U.S. Open usually has a couple of big names. It blew up. Not this week. This week, all of the guys in contention or close to in contention played either really well or marginally well. So I don't know if that's a testament to the golf course, to the setup, or just the fact that they're amongst the world's better golfers. That's probably the answer.
Yeah, no, I like that they're the world's better golfers. When I was out at Pebble for the first time, played with head of USGA Mike Davis, and I mean, I told you I'm a 2 handicap. I shot an 84 that day. We were playing from the whites, so obviously in pretty up from the championship tees. But Mike Davis told me, he said, if we were playing during tournament week, under the conditions that we're going to see this week, it'd be easily 30 strokes higher.
30?
So it's just, wow. It's 30 strokes is what he told me at least.
Listen, you can't even wrap your head around it, Dave.
So what are we thinking as far as the cut, like maybe 1 or 2 over? Is that what we're looking at?
It depends what happens today, right?
I mean, I know it depends, but you've got, you know, most of the big names are, would seem to be safe, but like Tony Finau, you know, I think had a lot of momentum, 3 over par. So, I mean, there are a few of them, are there not, Alexander, who need to get going today a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is just totally going to depend on how the course plays. Day one, they had the greens rolling about 8 to 10 inches slower than we're going to see over the course of the next few days. So, it's just how they're going to play the conditions as they keep going.
And Justin Thomas is 2 over. He's had a couple of injuries, but he's a fan favorite now, of course, and won a couple of majors. And if Justin Thomas can get his game going, he'll be around for the weekend as well. The lead at 6 under with Justin Rose, it's probably not going to be a lot lower than that on Sunday when the winner comes out of this thing. I don't think you're going to see a 12, a 13. You got a prediction on a winning score, Alexander?
No, but I have a feeling that somebody is going to go low. It's difficult to do. I mean, you look at hole 8 where guys are just going out and doubling time after time after time. So those good rounds can get lost. But I think we're going to see something good on the leaderboard.
The 8th hole, Dave.
Another round.
Dave, you love golf. You got to play Pebble. The 8th hole at Pebble. You hit a drive, the fairway ends about I think it's only about 250. If you roll out past 250, you're in the gulch. There is this chasm, this opening to the Pacific Ocean that drops down to the beach. So the idea is you hit something, you know, in these guys' case, probably a 4-iron, 240. And then you got a medium to a short iron, medium for me, short iron for them, into a very tough-to-hit green. So you can make 6 there. You could have a putt for 3. It's just kind of a fascinating golf course. And some holes on the back that don't get a lot of attention that you ought to pay attention to this weekend, like a par 5 14th, which is about a mile and a half long and all uphill.
Yeah, and just being the sort of Golf Channel social media correspondent, I've always got my phone. I'm always sort of looking for what's gonna be a good little clip. And when I got to 7 and 8 playing, it's just those are the perfect holes that people want to see. It's so dramatic. 7 is that par 3 that's basically in the Pacific. It's the shortest hole that the players play all year. You know, I was playing it downwind and knocked off 20 yards. It could just get so breezy. So you've just got an easy wedge shot, and it's maybe the most difficult shot on the course.
It's the green is not big. As you said, it's downhill. In that year that Tom Kite won, where the winds were blowing 30 and 40 miles an hour, there was a 3 or 4 club wind, which made it, instead of a 110-yard hole, almost a 200-yard hole. It's that kind of crazy. Anyway, Alexandra, thank you for coming on. Good luck with all your crazy continued success. And if you get back home, we want to play golf.
Yeah, that would be great. Keep up your game, and I will see you soon.
Yeah, well, that's a threat, man. You hear that? She's trash-talking me already. Yeah. Ashley, say goodbye to your friend.
See you later, Alexandra.
Have a good one, guys.
See you later. That's Alexandra O'Loughlin. 27 weeks travel a year. You know, and I was giving John credit for going from Vegas to Atlanta.